Before we dig into this book together, I do want to tell you I like to riff a little. Really, I want to give you bonus content. I want you to discover additional things. Plus, I have some thoughts that have come to me since I've written the book. So I hope you value that. Additionally, I want you to know that all the resources for this book are available for you right now. The website I set up for this is called clockwork.life. And that's not a .com, it's .life. So go to clockwork.life and you can get all of the graphics, the charts, everything I reference in this book right there on the website. Plus, I've also set up a quick start guide, kind of like when you buy some electronics or something. It comes with that one-page cheat sheet. I have that available for you at clockwork.life. One final thing before we dig into the book, I also have a small business that supports this system. We can coach you and advise you on this process if you need that help. And no, I don't run the business because I followed my own methodology, but my trusted colleague and advisor, Adrian Dorson, runs the company. If you want to check that out, runlikeclockwork.com is the website. Introduction. It's 2 a.m., and I'm writing you out of desperation. This is the opening line from an email I received from Celeste. Now, note this, I changed her name. An entrepreneur who reached out to me for help. Over the last 8 years, I've received countless emails from readers and from people who've heard my message about eradicating entrepreneurial poverty in my books, my speeches, an article, or on a video or podcast. I respond to all of them and save quite a few. And this is the one that lit a fire under me to finish this book. The email continued. I own a preschool. We make no money. I haven't taken a salary since we started. I'm racking up debt. And tonight, I am broken. Not just financially, but in my soul. I am convinced an immediate termination of my life would be the fastest resolution to my predicament. Reading that email, I felt as if my heart dropped to my stomach. I was concerned, no, terrified, for Celeste's life. At the same time, I recognized her vulnerability. Please understand, I am not sending you a suicide note, Celeste went on, and I'm not at risk for such stupidity at the moment. That decision would just leave the burden to my family. But if I was single, I would be gone. You see, I have double pneumonia right now. I can't afford someone to clean our preschool, and for the last 4 hours, I've been scrubbing the floors and cleaning the walls. I am exhausted. I am crying and stop only because I'm too exhausted to cry. I'm starving for sleep. I am so ill, yet I can't sleep because my worry keeps me up. The only thing I've left to give my business is my time, and now that is depleted too. My heart broke for Celeste. I've been in a similar state of mind a few times in my life as an entrepreneur, and I knew countless others who've been lower than low, desperate for a solution. The last lines of the email will stay with me forever. What has become of my dream? I am trapped. I am exhausted. I can't work more than I already do. Or maybe I can. Maybe my work is the slow suicide I am thinking of. What has become of my dream? Does that question ring true for you? It did for me when I read the email. We work and work and work and work. And before we know it, the business idea we once proudly shared with our friends, the plan we outlined on a whiteboard, the vision we shared with our first employees, all seems like a dim memory of an unattainable goal. Normally, I would ask permission to share an email from a reader, but I'm not sure how to reach Celeste. And I'm hoping that maybe she will hear this and get in touch. I responded to her email multiple times, but I never heard back, and I didn't have any luck tracking her down. I still think of her today and share her story as a cautionary tale. Celeste, if you are listening to this, please email me again. I will help you. If you'd rather not contact me, then please know this. It's not you that is holding your business back. It's surely your systems, and those systems can be fixed. Perhaps you can relate to Celeste. Perhaps, I hope, you're in a less dire situation, managing to keep up with the grind week after week and keep the wheels of your business turning. Whatever the case, chances are you don't ever feel like you can ease up or spend less time and effort on your business. Why is that? Most entrepreneurs I know do everything. Even when we bring on help, we spend just as much time, if not more.